We got an email for a second date update from a guy named Dan. And Dan only waited 4 days after his date to get in touch with us.
Okay.
Normally people wait like a week, 2 weeks, several years before they'll enlist our help.
It's happened multiple times.
But Dan needs instant gratification.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, Dan, you're coming across a little bit needy. And it's turning me on.
No. It's not instant gratification. I just want to figure it out before the line goes cold.
Yeah, Jeff, that's what I thought.
I'm just saying, it's working.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't feel the same way that I do.
We like clingy.
But who do you need to get a hold of? Tell us her name. Because if you're checking in with us after 4 days, it probably means you've called her upwards of like 40 times.
No, like 3 times.
Yeah, anybody in the room believe Dan.
Yeah. We'll do the radio math on that one. And
3 times in a minute.
You multiply by 56,
yeah.
I think.
So what's her name?
Her name is Jody.
All right.
Okay. Jody, okay.
And how'd you meet Jody?
We met on a dating app.
Okay. What'd you like about her?
So I just like how she was like put together because, you know, a lot of people are just in their yoga pants on the apps, but she was actually like well-dressed, put together. Mm. And then like when we met up in person, she didn't wear any makeup and still look good, you know, which I like and appreciate that it's not.
Wow.
She like tries but isn't like too obsessed about it.
Yeah. Okay. Most girls would never go on a date without makeup. Well, the girls I'm into.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
What'd you guys end up doing for your date?
Well, we decided to just hang out and grab a drink because, you know, you never know what people are like in person and all that.
Sure.
What does that mean? You don't know what people are going to be like in person, so you grabbed a drink?
You know, maybe their photos are like 3 years and 45 pounds ago. Maybe the guy's a crazy person, so you meet in public. That's what everyone does.
Have you had those experiences?
Hasn't everyone on a dating app had those experiences?
Yeah, you're making me sound weird. I'm not the weird one here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's safe. One drink isn't a huge commitment. It's half an hour tops if things aren't going well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But things were going well. You know, we're drinking at the bar. I'm like really into skimboarding.
What's
and
that?
And she didn't know what that was. It's like surfing, but instead of being in the water, you're on the sand and run towards the water and then like drop the board and hop on.
Right. It's like, I always thought that was boogie boarding or whatever, but it's different.
No,
that's
when you're on your belly. This, you start running and throw the board on the sand, on the wet sand, and go into the ocean.
Yeah.
It looks like it's more painful when you fall.
It's definitely not fun when you fall, but I would agree with that.
Okay.
That's cool. Was she impressed?
Well, she'd never heard of it, so, you know, I showed her a couple videos, then I started actually asked the bartender for, like, an old cardboard box and started demonstrating it in the bar. There's a little room.
What?
You demonstrated skimboarding in the bar?
Like, slow motion. I didn't actually go anywhere, you know, but just the mechanics of it. Like, you run, drop, and slide.
What was her response to that?
She was into it, and then after a couple times I did it, she decided to do it. But then, like, she started falling over, but I caught her, you know, like, it was kind of, so that worked out.
Did you kiss her, or when you caught her, or what'd you do?
We had a nice eye contact moment, you know, kind of huggy, grippy, but didn't...
Grippy.
Sounds like things were going well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a little while later, I was like, hey, what about coming over to my place to watch a movie, and she was totally down with it.
Okay.
You know, good. I'm thinking maybe a movie, maybe something else.
Right.
Okay.
Because nobody ever just means movie.
Yeah. How'd things go back at your place?
It started out good. We started watching a movie, but like my place was a little dirty. Maybe I didn't believe in myself that night before I left. I didn't like clean up right.
Nothing's going to happen anyway.
I see.
I feel like it always works that way though, right? Like it's like when you go out and you're a woman and you don't shave your legs, you're like, well, it's not going to lead to anything. And then you're like, dang it! So hairy!
I mean, it sounds like a match made in heaven. Like, you didn't clean your apartment, she didn't put on makeup or try at all. Like, it didn't seem like either of you were very into this.
But, like, I hadn't done the dishes and the trash, and, like, I don't know, like, 15, 20 minutes in, I felt her notice it, really, and, like, the vibe definitely changed.
Did you say anything about it?
No, before I even could, she just started going, like, I'm getting tired, I gotta go, but I definitely want to come back, and we'll finish the movie another time.
Well, that seems legit, though.
But she never called back, and, like, I feel she's totally blown me off.
Mm. Okay.
Weird.
So what do you think it is?
I think it's the messy apartment, but usually I'm not messy at all. But that's the crazy thing. It's just that was the one time that I didn't clean that day, you know, or that week. I didn't at work a lot and didn't get a chance to clean up. Yeah. And I guess I should always believe in myself.
I mean, that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
I know, but there's nothing more depressing than when you clean up right before a date and then you come home alone to a spotless apartment. You're like, well, that was a double waste of time.
Rubs it in your face.
Yeah.
That's why I never clean too, bro. I feel you, man.
You and Jose are kindred spirits. So, all right, well, we're going to play a song. We'll come back and we'll call Jody for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
All right, maybe you can convince her I'm not a slob.
I mean, you're asking a lot from me. You're still really playing that needy role here. But we'll try our best, all right? We're going to do that next.